Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parshas Vayishlach, we have the major encounter between Yaakov and Esav, the reunion after many years of not seeing each other. And the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Ches, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Yaakov was very afraid, Vayetzer Lo, and he was distressed. And the opinion quoted by Rashi explains, what does this mean? This double expression of he was afraid and he was distressed. So he was afraid, Rashi says, quoting the Midrash and Bereishis Rabbah, that he was afraid that he would be killed, and he was distressed that he might have to kill. However, Targum Yonasan takes a different approach. Targum Yonasan says, Udechel Yaakov Lachada, Yaakov was very afraid. Why? Adilo asak esrin shenin bikara davui. Because he was not involved in honoring his father for the last 20 years. That's a little interesting. What does that mean? He was afraid because he didn't do that, so what? Maybe he thought he was going to be punished. Could be. But that's something that that clearly was a concern for him. But why does it say only kibud av and not kibud aim? That's another question. It says biikara davui, that he didn't honor his father. He also didn't honor his mother during that time. So why is that the point we're focusing on? And just one more question we can ask on this, and really you can ask it on any you know, manifestation of this concept we see. Mentioned in many places. One particularly famous place is the Gemara in Megillah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, which says that the 22 years, right, this is only 20 years at this point, but at the end it's 22 years before he goes home, that the 22 years that he wasn't serving his father, he was actually punished, and that's why Yosef is missing from Yaakov for 22 years, corresponding to the 22 years that he was away from his father, not honoring his own father. And Chazal also learned out that the 14 years prior that he was learning in Yeshiva, those don't count against him. But a major question on this Targum Yonasan and the Gemara Megillah and every other source that has this concept of Yaakov being punished is that, what do you mean he's not honoring his parents? He is. He's following their command. They instructed him to leave. So he left Eretz Yisrael. Meaning it should be that every moment that he's away from home, he's being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avim, following their instruction. He didn't leave on his own volition. So one possibility I would like to suggest is that maybe we have to be mechalek between the instruction of his mother and the instruction of his father. Because we know at the end of Parshas Toldos, after Yaakov takes the brachos, so it comes to Rivka's attention that Esav intends to kill Yaakov. So she tells Yaakov, you go run away, stay by my brother Lavan, and I'll let you know when to come back. When Esav comes down, I'm going to call for you and you'll come back. And then she speaks to Yitzchak and says, I don't want Yaakov marrying one of these Kanani women. So then Yitzchak says, okay, Yaakov, go get married. Go to Haran and go get married to a non-Kanani woman and then come back. So if that's the case, so really there are two different instructions. His father is telling him to go get married and come back, and his mother is telling him, go and don't come back until I call you. So Rivka actually never ends up summoning him, right? We don't see anywhere in the text or in Chazal, it doesn't seem like Rivka summons him back at any point. Therefore, all the time he was away, he was following Rivka's command perfectly. But Yitzchak told him to come back, right as soon as he gets married. Now, not only does he not do that, right? He doesn't get married, right? He commits, but like before getting his first wife, he commits to a very long time, 7 years before marrying. So it could be that's already a violation of Yitzchak's command of, you know, get married quickly and come back. And then not only that, but then after being married to one woman, he decides to commit to another 7 years to marry another woman, and then stays around for another 6 years as well. So that's like revealing that the whole time that he took way longer to get married than Yitzchak intended. So maybe Yaakov here was concerned that I followed my mother's instructions. The whole time I was involved in kibud aim. As long as I was staying out of the house, staying away from Esav, I was honoring my mother. But my father, I was not actually honoring during this time because he told me to get married and come back, and I've been here 20 years without serving him. So if we take this approach, then first of all, it makes sense how we could say that he's not doing proper First of all, man, why it doesn't say why it says not honoring his father and not his mother? Because he was honoring his mother's word by being away, but according to his father, he was not honoring his father's word. And this also now answers that question of why. What's the big problem? He, you know, how do we consider him being away? You know, at his parents' command, that's a violation of kibud av aim. But no, it really is a violation of kibud av because he was staying longer than necessary. So that's one way we can answer our questions. But I think a closer look at the you know the lashon in Bereishis Rabba, there is a similar midrash, not the one we quoted before, but one that's similar to this Targum Yonasan, as well as the way the Das Sakana brings it down, is that it wasn't that Yaakov was so concerned about him being punished for not doing kibud av aim, but rather he was concerned about Esav having the schus of kibud av aim. That it was that all those 20 years he wasn't necessarily doing something wrong, but Esav had been doing something right during all that time. And if this is the case, then it could you know answer our question: why does it only mention kibud av and not kibud? Kibud av aim, that Yaakov was concerned I wasn't doing kibud av aim, because Yaakov was only concerned that Esav was doing something he was not. So what Yaakov was not doing kibud of va'aim, but Esav was also not doing kibud aim. Maybe he was just honoring his father, as we seem to have indications of, that it was primarily a kavod for Yitzchak. So Esav was involved in kibud av all that time, and Yaakov was not. And that's what Yaakov was concerned about. The kibud av, not the kibud aim, because Esav wasn't getting schar, and he didn't have a schus of kibud aim anyway. So that would answer that question. And it would also explain, you know, what's this concern of Yaakov being away. So maybe Yaakov's not being punished for listening to his parents, but he's not getting the constant schar that Esav is getting of, you know, getting his father a glass of water and getting his father game and taking care of his father's needs. So Yaakov's definitely not getting that schar, and that's what he was concerned about. He was concerned of Esav having the schar, and he didn't have that. And with this, I think just we can see an amazing thing about the great mitzvah of kibud av aim, that it's something that Yaakov was so concerned about, that Esav had, even though he was doing what his parents wanted, he was trying to be involved in starting a family and doing Ratzon Hashem, yet he was still concerned about Esav having this. Perhaps one more point we could say, which really, you know, ties together everything we learn about this theme of kibud av aim that appears throughout the story of Yaakov and Esav and Parshas Toldos and here, and perhaps it's connected to the essence of the mission, that the whole, you know, struggle between Yaakov and Esav was who's going to get the Birchas Avraham from Yitzchak, who is going to be the one to continue the legacy of Yitzchak and really of Avraham, who's going to be able to take that mission and move it forward. Now, while in Toldos, it seems that it could have gone either way. It was a toss up, and it looked like it was in Esav's court, and then Yaakov took it. But now, all this time later, Yaakov knows that he took the bracha from Esav. He was the one who says, "I'm going to be the good son. I'm going to be the son to inherit, my Abba's mission and Saba's mission. I'm going to be continuing this family legacy." So that's going to be Yaakov's role. And then what does Yaakov do? He disappears for 34 years, right? The 14 years in Shem Ever, as Chazal explained, and the 20 years, you know, running his family, building his family. But we see over here that Yaakov violated maybe he was concerned that he violated the whole essence of his mission of carrying on the legacy of the family, of being the grandson of Avraham and the son of Yitzchak. And he said, "I'm getting the Birchas Avraham and I'm going to carry it, and it's going to be me and not Esav." And then 20 years down the line, 34 years down the line, Esav's been involved in kibud av and Yaakov has been on his own. So this was Yaakov's concern, but Baruch Hashem, he does what he needs to do. He does his ishtadlus, he does his davening, and he is zocha to be saved. But this fascinating discussion and all these questions and attempts to answer it really brings some incredible highlights about the mitzvah and schus of kibud av aim, as well as the overall big picture of the story of passing on the mission of Avraham Avinu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.